Good morning. You're listening to the First Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan File, giving your daily rundown of top Mail Tribune stories. You can listen to this podcast and others produced by Mail Tribune reporters and editors at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And you can also subscribe to the feed using the Apple Podcasts and Stitcher apps. It's Tuesday, December 12th. Here's your news. A 72-year-old man volunteering at a White City elementary school faces felony sex abuse charges, alleging he had sexual contact with a 5-year-old girl at the school Wednesday, according to police. Jerry Dwayne Lodge was taken into custody Friday, 2 days after the girl told family members about the abuse that court documents allege involved inappropriate touching by Lodge. Lodge, who lives in an apartment in the 700 block of Crater Lake Avenue, was arraigned Monday on 2 counts of first-degree sexual abuse and returned to the Jackson County Jail, where he was being held Monday on $1 million bail, according to court records. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department said the 2 counts stem from an alleged incident while Lodge was volunteering in a classroom at Lower Table Rock Elementary through the foster grandparent program. Lodge also has volunteered in classrooms at McLaughlin Middle School and at Kids Unlimited in Medford during the past year. No other allegations of abuse have surfaced involving those facilities. Oregon State geologist says the scientific analysis of potential earthquake and tsunami hazards for a proposed natural gas pipeline and export facility is inadequate and relies on outdated data. The concerns about the Pacific Connector Pipeline and Jordan Cove Processing Terminal were outlined in a letter by Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries Director and State Geologist Brad Avey. The Oregon Department of Justice submitted the letter this month to the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is reviewing the pipeline and export facility project. Project spokesman Michael Hinrichs said they will work with the agency to get all the information they need to, quote, feel comfortable to move forward. The 229-mile underground pipeline would go through public and private property in Klamath, Jackson, Douglas, and Coos counties to the proposed Jordan Cove export facility on the coast north of Coos Bay. Natural gas would be shipped to overseas markets. Last up today, Ashland has a new fire chief. The Ashland City Council has hired Mike Dorazzi, a retired fire chief from Northern California, to fill the slot left empty when Ashland Fire and Rescue Chief John Carnes left the department to become acting city administrator on November 2016. The 27-person department, which covers 6.52 square miles and provides medical transport across 650 square miles from the California border to Phoenix, has been led in the interim by Deputy Chief Dave Shepard. Dorazzi, and apologies if I'm pronouncing that wrong, was the fire chief for Alameda, California from 2011 to 2014. Dorazzi was known for his strong ties with the rank and file and a strong background in labor issues, with more than 20 years working in the Firefighters Union. That's it for today. Be sure to read full versions of all of these stories online at mailtribune.com. Also, be sure to check out our full boat of podcast offerings, and be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Until tomorrow.